Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the facts, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. And just like the Posse of Angels, my angelic family and I are very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those phone calls, once again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Firstly, a huge thank you for all of those who are listening in either on computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, there's just a reminder, each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. Now, this newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that will give you great insights on how to live life with clarity, with passion, and joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angel, A-N-G-E-L, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, house, house.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. And while these messages contained in the newsletters are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual in-depth revealing channeled angel reading with me, either phone me after the show on 831-277-3716. That number again for Angel Healing House directly is 831-277-3716, or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. The Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. I see that we have several callers on the line. 954, you are going to be first in line. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 20 minutes to bring forth the topic. And the topic for today is called Abundance is Your Nature, Not Money. You know, listeners, throughout my 10 years as an angel practitioner, Reiki master teacher, and intuitive counselor, I've had the great honor of bringing forth messages from my angelic family. And you know what? Without a doubt, the number one question that the majority of my clients want insights on is how they can get more money and when will they be wealthy. Now, the Posse of Angels, okay, they're chiming in here. They really want everyone to realize that the two things that they truly, and they are being honest, listeners, the two things that the Posse of Angels know nothing about, and they'll be the first to admit it. And one of those things is time, and the other thing is money. Now, they want to talk about the concept of time first. They want you to know that the concept of so-called human time does not exist in heaven, as is only the present moment or zero point. Now, I've spoken about zero point on some of my other radio programs, and zero point can best be described as always functioning in a whole, complete state of bliss and oneness connected to God. And quite frankly, with this overwhelming feeling of divinity surrounding one, who would want to step away from zero point and experiencing anything less than sheer bliss? Okay, now the Posse of Angels is also saying that they have a last point to make on the concept of time, is that the timing of things is not even their expertise. It's not their area of expertise, because that is the providence of God and hence his divine timing. So when you plead and you beg and you cry and you swear to the angels, they want you to know that it's not they who determine the timing of things. It's God who determines the timing of things. So thank you, Posse, for sharing your insights on the subject of time. Now, they want to talk about money. Now, those angels who have not had an earthly existence do not understand the concept of money as an exchange for things. They do not get the concept of money, as abundance is already our nature. This is a God-given blessing from the divine. We're abundant. Money actually confuses them, as they already know that everything comes from God, not from money. The Posse of Angels is chiming in again, and they're saying that even though it's part of our divine eternal nature to always be provided for in God's ways, many of us put much of our time, our focus, our energy and attention on controlling, worrying, and stressing about money. It seems that for many people, the levels in their bank account either make them feel wonderful or make them feel diminished and less than, and they allow a mere number to determine their identity of actually who they are and their limitless possibilities to be abundant. The number in the bank account actually determines whether they have limitless possibilities to be even more abundant. In fact, a few years ago, listeners, I was asked to be a speaker at a money seminar, and I started off my presentation with this following exercise, and if you'd like, you can play along. I told the participants in this very large room that I would like for everyone in the audience to close their eyes and to think back to when they were a child, to think back to their childhood. I ask them to see themselves as that little boy or that little girl and feel how excited they were about their achievements and what they loved doing and their creativity. I then ask the participants in the room to put their focus and their attention straight onto their heart and feel what it feels like to do what they love doing. I then ask them to open their eyes and to write down on a piece of paper the answer to this following question. When I grow up, I want to be, and fill in the blank. So, perhaps you want to play along. When I grow up, I want to be, and you can fill in the blank yourself. Now remember, you're seeing yourself as a little child, excited about your achievements, what you love doing, and your creativity. Now, after everyone was finished writing them down, their answers down, I then canvassed this huge room full of people, and I asked them to give me their answers. Well, you know what, listeners? We had quite a diverse group in this room. We had everything from astronauts to firemen to policemen to nurses to doctors. We even had sailors and actors and singers. We had dancers and painters and writers. We had scientists. We even had chefs and dog trainers and teachers. And the list went on and on. After everyone had had a chance to answer what they wanted to be when they grew up, I pointed out to the audience that in this whole large room full of people, there was not one person who said, when I grow up, I want to be rich. The reason for this was because as a child, we knew that we were already divinely and inherently rich and wealthy and abundant because that was and is our God-given nature. As a child, we knew who we were. In fact, you know, when I was a child, I used to get lost for hours and hours as I excitedly wrote and created the most wildly imaginative stories and tales. I loved telling and reading my stories to people. And then as I got older, instead of pursuing what I loved doing, I allowed myself to believe others that my stories and my gifts for writing was a mere pastime and that it certainly was not something that I should seriously pursue. I stopped doing what I knew I loved and I listened to others' advice on how I should do something sensible with me, with my life, like becoming a secretary, a nurse, or a teacher. Well, you know, I listened to these other people and I chose to be a teacher. I was a great teacher. I was also greatly depressed as I was living a life of everyone else's choosing, not my own. This is because I silenced the abundance and the wealth of excitement within myself. You know, once I reconnected with my joy of writing, there has been no stopping me. Reconnecting to the abundance within, I've written books and screenplays and articles and newspapers and the newsletters and blogs and my weekly radio shows, which I love writing, and the joy I receive from writing knows absolutely no bounds. I live heaven on earth as I embrace and regained my childhood abundance, enthusiasm, and passion for life once again. And amidst all of this joy, not once, listeners, not once in the last 10 years that I have been writing, have I done it for money. That is not the primary reason that I'm doing it, although the money has come as a result of my writing. I've done it because it makes me feel abundant inside and because the laws of cause and effect are always in motion in our lives. My life has been so incredibly rich and abundant with the wealth of love and riches of health and the overwhelming prosperity that I've attracted to myself in all areas of my life, including money, do what you love doing, and the monetary opportunities will follow. How much money we have has nothing to do with the wealth of who we are and our extraordinary, limitless capacity to be a magnet to amass more into our lives. Let's, before we talk, go on and speak more about abundance is our divine nature, not money. Let's go to the phone lines and take our first phone caller. 954, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who do I have on the line? Hello?
Hi. Hi, Candy. How are you?
I'm very well. Who am I speaking with?
This is James from Florida.
Hi, James. How are you? We haven't spoken in a while.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. No, we haven't. You know what? If you're listening and you haven't signed up for her newsletter, you really do, because you really need to sign up, because today's topic was so on point. It was so exactly where my mind and my space is right now about creating wealth or holding the space of wealth and abundance. And then you were on today and said, oh, my gosh, yeah, of course I'm going to call. No, yeah, I'm going to call. So, oh, yeah, you are so good.
Well, you know what, I will take that, and I will say thank you very much, but we are good, my angelic family and I. I mean, you know, from week to week, I think to myself, what the heck am I going to speak about this week? And then they'll just, you know, kind of push me and prod me, poke me in the back, and when something happens, they'll go, this will be a good topic. This will be a good topic, as lots of people are feeling this at the moment or need. That they don't need help teaching them anything, but reminding them about who they are and how limitless and absolutely boundless we are when it comes to being abundant.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The angels are they're so good. They know what's going on with us. They know.
They know. So tell me, how have you stepped forward in your advance of doing Reiki and the things which you are passionate about?
Oh, I've been stepping forward in really, really big ways, and doing a lot of clearing, because I noticed that a lot of the fear that I was having about stepping forward was related to a lot of things that I needed to clear, or a lot of beliefs. You said how your family or the collective told you had to live this way instead of, you know, really living according to your heart and what you really enjoy. And I didn't know that I still carried that energy with me. I thought I was completely set free of it until about a couple of months ago or a couple of weeks. It started, I could see this started to come up. It started to come up, not necessarily anything conflicts or any drama, but just within my own self, I started to realize that I was still working with that. Like that still hasn't been something that I've completely made peace with. And so now my focus has been really letting go, and especially on being abundant and being abundant and being wealthy. I didn't know that I had all these fears and reservations about being abundant and being wealthy or experiencing that abundance and going after. And when we talk about abundance, what we're really talking about is, you know, living in our joy, like exactly like what you said, living in our joy. I didn't know I had those reservations and fears that were stemming from my family, my own little collective, until more recently. And so it was just so spot on. So I said, okay, well, you know, I'm naturally the type of individual. Okay, well, I've got to do what I have to do as far as my work is concerned and really identifying and releasing and healing and then really take those steps forward. So it's almost like a clean house. Like this is spring, so it's all about cleaning the house, so to speak. to allow the room for it to happen.
Yes, absolutely. And we're so many of us, the first wave of us as light workers, star seeds, walk-ins like myself, where we are at the moment is we are clearing out so many of those fears. We're also doing a great deal of forgiveness and just holding space for that unconditional love. And we're taking it from doing all of these things that we know to be true from doing them in like-minded groups and groups of consciousness, but it's another thing to supposedly come out of the closet and speak about these things to our families, to other people that, you know, we might do this in, on the weekend when we go to a like-minded group, but we'd never speak about this with our colleagues in a work situation, you know, because they would think we're woo-woo and off our heads. what all of this is preparing us for, Jane, is as first the first wave of light workers is that many of us are going to be thrust out into the public media, into the public mainstream, in order to help those that are going to be shifting, and because they're going to be needing answers. And until now, many of us have not been able to be seen, have not been able to be heard, because the resonance of the majority of people hasn't been high enough. But now, with the shift, for all intents and purposes, everybody I've spoken with, the messages that I'm going is that something huge with a capital H is happening in June. You know, they don't even want to specify what this is, but it's an enormous shift that will take place on the planet, and so many people will awaken, and they will need answers, and they will need people to go to, and one of those people is James.
Oh.
and if you haven't come to terms with your greatness and your abundance and your ability to be a co-creator along with God's source, then it's not like you'll miss the boat, but, the people will then level off and find another person to go to. And there's lots of light workers in the world, but this is the reason that you came back. Also, I wanted to just touch on a little bit what you said about there's a lot of fear that's coming up. And I think I've mentioned this on a few other of my programs. If you are doing this kind of work or passion, as I call it now, a mission or a calling, I can guarantee you that you were destroyed for it in another lifetime by the powers that be, by the religious organizations, by people who called us witches and warlocks and all kinds of things. And, I was burned at the stake in 14th century Scotland. Because I was a healer and I was empowering the people. I've had quite a number of my clients who, were thrown off towers and called witches, or another one was burned during drowned during the Spanish Inquisition. So, if you empower people to believe in themselves, then they don't have to believe in an organization or in something else. And so we're experiencing as we're getting closer to being thrust out into mainstream is, oh my gosh, it's one thing to speak about it in my like-minded groups on the weekends, but it's another thing, and will I be destroyed? Now, we have been promised that we will not be destroyed because of this. And anyway, we know we can't be destroyed because we're eternal. So... So anyway, but that's a very good point. Thank you for bringing up the idea about the fear coming up. You know, what will people think of me when I go on TV, when I go on radio, and I start to talk about what my truth is? Not to convert anybody, not to be evangelical. I'm not even invested in, where my message goes. I bring this message forth because I'm a conduit from God, and that's the truth. That's my truth as I let it come through from me. And by being as authentic, honest, open, and transparent as you can be, then God will always help us and provide us exactly what we need to say.
That's right.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you too. Would you like some cards pulled?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. I did have a question, and it's related to this whole thing. I was introduced to an opportunity. It's an income opportunity. I was introduced to it about a week ago, and I felt pretty good about it. But, you know, there are all those fears because it would take me stepping out and really, really, really getting out of my comfort zone. But I'm just wondering how the angels would feel about this particular opportunity.
Okay. The first thing, even before I pull any cards, they said, why do you think you were given the opportunity? It's because you're ready for
right,
it.
Right.
Right. You know, like attracts like, and they're having a giggle, you know, not at you, because they don't laugh ever at anybody. They laugh with us. But they say, why do you think that this situation was brought to you? It's because you're ready for it. You're ready for it. And, yeah, I mean, the things that, you know, seem to get us out of our comfort zone, it's only because the coat that we've worn up until now has become too small for us. And and for us to grow and to be challenged, and truly, James, for us to feel so very good about ourselves, you know, once we do step forward, and it doesn't take us long for this new opportunity to feel comfortable. And for us, it's like me starting in radio a year and a half ago. You know, in the beginning, I would be so tentative, and you know, I would sit down a half an hour beforehand and just sit there and stare at the screen and bite my nails. And now, you know, it's become like second nature to me, and I love doing it. And you know, it's easy and it's flowing. And they're saying this opportunity for you will become that, but that's the reason it was presented to you, because you're ready for it.
I believe so.
Let me pull some cards on this. Okay, first one is the Queen of Pentacles. Okay, good card to start off with. You know, this is such an abundant card. This is a card that's heralding all kinds of abundance. Not only because it'll give you an opportunity for connections, for making money, but also it will give you such an abundant feeling inside, because as you're now saying, taking this topic to heart, that abundance is your nature. And as you said, this show for you today is just confirmation that you've done that. So you're feeling abundant inside, regardless of the money in your bank account. And so so now an opportunity is there on your doorstep. So you'll be feeling really abundant because of this. And oh my gosh, the next card is the Tower. You know, the Tower is one of those cards that a lot of people fear, because they say that, you know, things will have to be all broken down and destroyed in my life. But what they don't realize is, as soon as things are just taken down and destroyed or gotten rid of, the new is able to come about very quickly. So this is I always see the Tower as a promising card. Yes, things have to be taken out, you know, whether that's relationships or jobs or things of the old order, but then the new will very quickly come in. This opportunity certainly will bring the new, you know, the fresh beginning coming in. And there's that six card again, the Six of Wands. How many people are getting six cards in my reading the last couple of weeks? June. This is the Six of Wands. This is the victory card, the triumph card, the card that, yes, you will triumph and you will have victory and you will succeed and all wonderful things, laurel wreaths and around this opportunity. But it's all pointing to June. A lot of contracts are going to be signed late April, come May. and the groundwork is going to be set, and the Coffee of Angels are reiterating what they've said to me all along, is that when June comes, it's showtime. And it's that, I mean, you know, they got a really funny sense of humor. You know, it's like the drag queens or something. It's showtime. And everybody, you know, will then have the opportunity to step forth and really step forth into the fulfillment of their desires and dreams. And the easier it will be is whether you have put to rest those fears.
Right.
And even if you still feel fear, do it anyway. You know, everybody
right.
feels a modicum of fear. Also, how much you've cleared and cleansed and really put to rest forgiveness and unconditional love for anybody in your life. So, good card, James. Way to go.
I love it. I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I would love, again, to hear where your journey takes you. I just get such a good feeling out of the path that you're going to be stepping on, and not only stepping on, but the path that you've created with all that clearing and cleansing and grabbing hold of abundance in your nature.
I love that. What a wonderful message today. I just want to shout it to the rooftop. I really do, because it resonates. It's the truth.
I was going to say, don't feel obligated, but I'm open to receiving testimonials if you'd like to send me one.
Absolutely.
Ask and you shall receive. So you can send that to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay, James. Go off and have an absolutely heavenly day. God bless you, and God bless you for all the radiant light that you're shining on the planet, and you will help others embrace the beautiful light within themselves. You know, so many of us that are doing this passion, calling, I have a tendency not to call it work, but are doing this kind of, you know, work, we forget that we signed on for this mission of transmuting and transforming so much energy on the planet, and most of the time we don't give ourselves credit for all the light that we hold, and we help others remember their light as well.
That's so true. That's so true.
Well, you go have an absolutely blessed day. Take care of your beautiful light. Take care. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Lots of love, James. Bye-bye. Thank you, James, for that wonderful call. And if you would like to call in for some free angel advice and guidance, the number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for free angel advice is 646-716-6794. So, but before you end the call, James's call, we were speaking about the topic that abundance is our nature and not money. And how it's unfortunate that this concept of being prosperous and wealthy is foreign to so many people because they've been programmed to get their sense of self-worth, their sense of value, and even their identity from one thing and one thing only, and that's how much money that they possess. You know, I recently had a client who is a social media marketer, and during our intuitive counseling sessions together, that same question came up as she asked, how can she get more money in her life so that she can move forward? I asked her in what area she had felt like she was being held back, and she said that she did not have the money to spend for someone to design a beautiful website for her business. I said that instead of dwelling on lack and not having, which only brings us back more lack, it would help her greatly to affirm to God and the angels and be grateful for the blessings that she has already been given. In this way, it would change the energy, being positive and draw more positive possibilities into her life. In other words, by being grateful and thankful for what we do have, we will always be given more. Now, I suggested that she start by thanking God for sending her someone who could perhaps barter her wonderful services as a social media marketer in exchange for a simple website. In this way, the web designer would benefit from my client's services, and it could very easily open up the doors of limitless possibilities for a win-win situation to manifest. In fact, I recently suggested this very approach to another client of mine who makes beautiful jewelry, and she drew to herself a website designer who created a simple, basic website for her in exchange for a stunning necklace that the jewelry designer created for the web designer's mother's 60th birthday present. Again, it was a win-win situation. The Posse of Angels is chiming in. Okay, they're jumping in here, and they're saying that even asking for someone to barter services with excludes all other limitless, miraculous possibilities that God and the angels can rain down on us. So thank you very much, Posse of Angels. Yes, why limit itself to a barter situation? What if we could enter a competition and win a free website? What if somebody could just give us a free website? The Posse of Angels is suggesting that all we need to do is ask, and it is given. But when we ask and it is given, most people don't receive. It's because most people don't believe that they will receive, and they put conditions on the how and the when in. Perhaps you can say thank you for my wonderful website that shows up with ease and grace under the most divine circumstances, and this website is for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned in letting go of the how and the when of this happening. We have more time to devote to put all our joy and effort into having fun, playing, being creative, so that when this fabulous website arrives, we will actually have the wonderful content to put onto it. So, the Positive Angels wishes to remind us that every single soul that has ever incarnated on the planet Earth into their human form has been given and blessed with absolutely everything that they need to be wealthy, prosperous, and abundant. It's by seeking to embrace and share our God-given talents, our gifts, and our abilities that will determine how much abundance and richness and riches we will experience in our lives. And many times, the richness that we feel inside has absolutely nothing to do with money. You know, a perfect example of this was an incident that I drew to myself quite early in my career as a healing practitioner. I drew to myself a rather overweight businessman who was under the care of several doctors, and he was experiencing all sorts of illnesses. He had high blood pressure, he had a tightness in his breathing, he had irritable bowel syndrome, and he had skin rashes. Along with his expensive suit and his gold jewelry, he drove up to the house for his appointment in a beautiful, shiny gold Bentley. He said his doctor had suggested that he come for Reiki sessions to help him relax. Now, to start off the session, I told him that we were going to take a look at his life from a higher perspective and for him to tell me the story of his life. Well, he told me about how he came from a very poor family, and that he swore that he would be rich one day. He was very passionate and applied himself diligently in school, and so much so that as he advanced in grades, he received a scholarship to college, and he decided to go on to do a business degree. It was a chance meeting with a guest lecturer that saw the fire and the determination in him, and then this guest lecturer said when he graduated that he would like to take him on to actually work in his business overseas. He told me that he didn't want to let down his mentor, and he worked around the clock for many years. He, rather proudly, puffed out his chest, and he told me that by the time he was 30, he had made his first million. And through shrewd investing and his business connections, he started to build his empire and expand his business internationally. By the time he was 40 years of age, he owned an oceanfront home, he owned an apartment in New York, he traveled the world, and he had only the finest of the fine. In fact, listeners, for 1.5 hours, he told me about his net worth, and he dropped names of wealthy business connections worldwide that he had. After he was finished, I looked over what I had written down, and I said to him, well, looking over what you've just told me in the last hour and a half, you didn't mention anything of any hobbies, any pastimes, any things that you love doing. In fact, you didn't mention any relationships, any dating, or any friendship for that matter. Suddenly, this man had a look of shock and horror on his face, and he went white. And he said, oh my God, I have been married for 30 years, and I didn't once mention my wife in the whole time I was speaking to you, nor did I mention anything about my 4 beautiful children. He kept shaking his head from side to side and said, I cannot believe that I didn't mention any of them. Suddenly, he was all defensive and quite embarrassed, and he said, but you didn't ask me about them. That's no fair. And I calmly said, I just said, tell me the story of your life. What you choose to tell me is what you have chosen to focus on. You know, I went on to say to this gentleman that we make time for the things that are a priority for each one of us in our lives. Not because of his background, because he grew up poor, he had chosen to incessantly put his focus on making and acquiring more and more and more financial wealth. And then that was his focus. And along the way, he lost his balance, and he forgot not only his wife and his children, but his emotional well-being as well. And as I know from my experience as a healing practitioner, in every case that I have seen over my 10 years of being a healing practitioner full-time, is that the physical body is supported by the emotional body. And if our emotional body is compromised, you know, if we lose our focus, if we are driven, the stress, the worry, the control, all of those things, the body is an amazing machine. And it can take emotional stress and emotional unwellness and unbalance for a time. But then after a long time of being emotionally unwell and unbalanced, then the physical body starts to break down, which ultimately leads to our poor health. It leads to symptoms of tension headaches and irritable bowel syndrome. And what is high blood pressure but the body feeling like it's under a pressure cooker because there's just so much stress and tension and control and worrying and doing and doing and doing more and acquiring more. And so we feel like we're going to burst as there's so much pressure inside of us. Because this gentleman never chose to accept that he was actually worthy and he was actually deserving without all of the other trappings of wealth and everything else that goes along with it. His ego had to be fed with its daily diet of more and more and more things and acquiring things and money in order to be fed. Now, I'm not saying that that we can't be spiritual. We have beautiful things in our lives. It's not that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. It's the love of money and the imbalance that we give to it. And after all, our lives are enriched by a lot of material things. But if we lose our balance, which is the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, then we will start to bring to ourselves signs in which our lives are unbalanced and they need to be brought back into balance. Because this gentleman never chose to accept this, he just kept on plowing on and on and on. Now, through continued sessions with me, this gentleman was able to finally bring back some balance to his life, greatly improving his relationship, not only with his family, but it started with his relationship to himself, rediscovering that he was worthy and he was deserving and he was abundant. And he did not have to get his identity through how much money he acquired. He began to nourish and nurture himself by spending time acquiring a hobby, doing things that he loved doing, and then actually apportioning time to spend time with his children, to spend quality time with his wife. And his health then, as a result of this, dramatically improved. And so it's really important with this topic today of abundance being our nature, not money. Where in your life are you not feeling abundant? Where in your life, perhaps, if you look at our lives as physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, perhaps physically, we've allowed our diet to become less than healthy for us. You know, things like overindulging in drinking, in if we smoke, if we don't, you know, eat our fruits and vegetables. I, for one, eat organically. I drink filtered water. I am very, very attuned with high vibrational things that I put in my body, and so I don't put in things with that have artificial flavoring and coloring and preservatives and additives. And you know, I don't eat wheat and dairy and meat and sugar. I don't do these things for me because I know for me, I feel better when I don't do these things. So we look after our physicality through our diet and our exercise. Mentally, how much of our time is spent on pursuing thoughts that are loving, that are kind, that are gentle, that are inclusive and not judgmental? Or how much time do we spend on being negative? How much time do we spend on gossip or hearsay and finding fault rather and all these things being creating exclusivity rather than in being inclusive? And so it's once one starts living a conscious life of awareness, then one starts to become very focused on living only in the nanosecond of the now. And monitoring our thoughts and seeing different what we choose to put our emphasis on. And the more we put emphasis on things like being loving and forgiving and kind and compassionate and gentle and accepting and unified and inclusive. Those things will increase our abundant feelings inside. And this makes you feel all warm and squishy. It makes you feel good, and that will lead to abundant feelings. And you cannot have abundance on the outside in any form, an abundance of love, an abundance of health, an abundance of money, an abundance of anything, unless you have that abundant feeling inside already. Yes, and abundance is our nature, but you are so limitless and boundless that you have the free will and the free choice of whether you choose to feel abundant or not. So, balancing out our lives physically with our diet and exercise, mentally by choosing positive, loving thoughts, and emotionally, are you abundant in how much you nurture and nourish yourself? Now, this is another area, as a healing practitioner over the last 10 years, that people may be doing all kinds of things. I mean, I've had people who have eaten nothing but organic fruits and vegetables and ionized water and all kinds of things. And they're very diligent with their health and their spirituality. They meditate many hours a day, but they're so sad inside, and they don't emotionally nurture and nourish themselves, that they develop symptoms. A lot of them have, difficulty breathing, feeling like they're suffocating. They're just not happy. They're not happy, and it's not sitting well in their stomach. And a lot of them have irritable bowel syndrome. So the body will tell you. The body is wonderful in showing us symptoms of where we are not nurturing and nourishing ourselves emotionally. Do you take time out for pastimes, for hobbies, for things that you love doing just for yourself and not for anybody else? I have a lot of mothers and a lot of grandmothers say that they love spending time with their children. And I said, that's fine, but this is something that you do just for you, because you're a child of God and you're allowed to have fun, you're allowed to be creative, and you're allowed to be in bliss. And that emotional nurturing creates such abundance inside of you that the abundance will spill out and show up in your reality. And the last one is the spirituality. And I've spoken about spirituality on my show many times. And this is about connecting to your divine, eternal nature. And spirituality has nothing to do with meditation. It has to do with honoring your divine connection. It has to do with sitting in reflection and in silence and just saying, I am enough. I am that I am. I do not have to create. I do not have to produce anything in order to be loved. I am enough, and I'm worthy and deserving by just being me. And then you sit and you allow that divine, eternal nature of yours to settle into who you are. And you then feel so good about yourself. You feel greatly abundant. You know, our true richness, listeners, and our true richness inside and our true richness for life is what we have inside of ourselves. The abundance of our talents and our gifts and our blessings all come from God. Now, I love what the posse of angels said. You know, many of them have not had human lives, and they know that everything comes from God. Things don't come from money. Whatever we have comes from God, as God provides for us in all ways for the greatest good of ourselves, the greatest good of all concerned. And when that abundance is acknowledged, that divine eternal nature of ours is acknowledged and recognized, that we are worthy and deserving of doing what we love doing, regardless of the money, then we will be able to experience a truly, truly wealthy life. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to my caller. Thank you to James, and good luck, James, on your path as you forge ahead with this new opportunity. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning into my program today. Thank you to those who are listening to the show archived on the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please email me and send me your report to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, House.com. And Angel Healing House is all one word. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session for your angel reading, these can be either done in person or nationally and internationally. And the Reiki sessions are used in healing. And so the energy travels through space and time and can greatly affect the health and the emotional well-being of people. This can be done over the phone using Skype as well if you have a computer. So call Angel Healing House and myself on 831-277-3716. Again, that number, Angel Healing House and myself, Candy Hoff, is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. So, with the last couple of minutes, the Posse of Angels just wants me to remind you that April is like a, what are they showing me? They're showing me an ice cube that they've taken out of the freezer, and they put it on the kitchen bench, and it's starting to thaw. Many of us who have felt like we haven't been able to be seen or heard or listened to, and we felt in many ways like we haven't been able to achieve what we really wanted to achieve, and we've been held back. April is a time of thawing, and as we go towards the end of April and into May, what will actually happen is that we will start to bring to ourselves, the freeze will be off, and we'll bring to ourselves those opportunities and those connections that will be in direct alignment with the fulfillment of our desires and our dreams come true. And then that number six card, that 6 month June, is truly showtime when we will step forward, many of us, into mainstream public and take forth the messages that are our truth out to so many people. So until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an extraordinary and beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings to you all, and I so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye. Thank you.